You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and today I'm speaking with actress Skylar Joy, who appears in a new Starz drama called P-Valley. Welcome, Skylar.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. I really think our audience is going to enjoy getting to know you. So for starters, would you just please introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Skylar Joy. I actually grew up in Ketchikan, Alaska. And I remember going to Juno for swim meets. I was on the Ketchikan killer whales. And I remember going there for swim meets and sometimes just going there for the weekend. Juno's so beautiful. And yeah, I am an actress. So I think I said that already, but I'm like.
What was your upbringing in Ketchikan like? How did the acting bug hit you growing up there?
Yeah, so the first time I remember feeling like I was meant to be an actress is when I was 5 years old and I was seeing the play Annie, that was like the summer camp production that First City Players in Ketchikan put on. And I remember seeing my brother, he had like one line in the show, like one in the whole entire show. But I remember when he said his line, I looked at my mom like, I want to be on stage. I want to be doing that. I just knew like right away. But I couldn't be enrolled in the camp until the next year. And so as soon as the next year hit and I turned 6, I started doing every single production in our small town. I mean, I just couldn't stop. I just loved it. I knew that's what my purpose was. It was my passion. But there wasn't as much TV and film opportunities there. I mean, there probably wasn't any. So I just did theater. I fell in love with theater and I did the wearable art show there and I did dance at Ketchikan Theater Ballet. I did everything that I could do, kind of set myself up to be where I am now, I guess.
What inspired you to graduate high school early and then choose Atlanta as the starting point for your career?
Ooh, that was a good question. I actually was inspired to graduate high school 2 years early because I wanted to move to LA. And I thought in my mind, I was like, well, if I graduate at 16, my parents will have no choice but to let me move to LA. Ha ha ha. But no, they didn't. They were like, you're not 18. You have to stay here. So I stayed and I worked at a coffee shop in town. And then as soon as I turned 18, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia. Which actually a lot of people don't know this, but there is a big film industry in Atlanta. And I knew that if I went there, I could kind of build my credits up, get some smaller roles, but big roles for me, I guess. And that's exactly what I was able to do. I got my first agent. I started working on TV sets. I started doing commercials. I started booking pretty quickly. And then as soon as I started kind of getting the bug to get a bigger role, I started realizing that all of the bigger roles, the lead roles, were still being cast out of New York and LA, and then they were being flown to Atlanta. And I wanted a chance to audition for those roles. So I prayed for a sign. I said, you know, what am I supposed to do? Should I go to LA? Give me a sign. And that night, somebody broke into my house and completely trashed it, stole all of my things. I didn't have anything. And I took that as a sign to move to LA.
I guess it made it a little easier if you didn't have as much stuff to take with you.
Wow. I was like, well, don't have anything. Don't need to move anything anymore. So
I'm sorry that happened to you. But I know it worked out for the best.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it did.
So did growing up in small town Alaska help you anyway with your acting career? Did it like instill in you any value that you carry with you today?
Yeah, I think it did. I think that it made my drive stronger. I think I really, really wanted to be an actress and work on TV sets, film sets. But being in a small town, you know, it holds you back a little bit, which sometimes necessarily, it's not always a bad thing. It makes you want it even more. It makes your dream kind of become more clear. So as soon as I turned 18, I just like went for it. I also feel like having the whole theater and arts background really made me a strong actress, having those theater opportunities in the small town that, you know, if I was in a bigger city, who knows if I would have been able to be in everything. you know, I probably would have auditioned against tons of kids. So to have that, I think, really definitely helped.
Yeah, that's actually a really good observation. Well, now, as you
Yeah.
mentioned, you live and work in LA. Do you still have any roots in Ketchikan?
My aunt Lauren McHugh lives there. She's my aunt, but she's actually my mom's best friend. One of those things where they say that they're your aunt your whole life, and then you realize that she's not really your mom's sister when you get older.
Yes.
So I have her. My brother just recently moved out of Ketchikan to Seattle. So not really, but my parents always go back, and I still have yet to go back and visit since I've left.
Well, you've been very busy. So let's talk about P-Valley. First of all, I just want to mention that I've noticed in the last few years, Starz is a platform for some really groundbreaking shows. And the network seems to be all about elevating marginalized voices and working with diverse casts, especially in their original series. And P-Valley, based on what I've seen from the trailer, seems to be right up that alley. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the show.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. I think that this show is going to be huge and groundbreaking. And the show takes place in Mississippi in the South, in the dirty South is what they say. And the show is really centered around a group of very powerful women, very athletic, strong, empowering women. And the show, the series kind of unravels when another character, another girl named Autumn Knight, comes to work at the club they all work at called The Pink. And the story goes from there. And I play Gidget on the show, who is a trailer park philosopher, is what people call her, which is really funny. But what it means is that she kind of grew up, she lives in a trailer, and she kind of has grown up in a very small, poor area. But she has these huge dreams of going off and competing and being a professional dancer, you know, competing in pole competitions around the world. And throughout the series, you'll kind of see like her struggles and how sometimes she kind of puts people before her own dreams. And she's just such a relatable character, and she's so loud. And what I love most about her is that she's just not afraid to be herself. That's what I love that about her. So that's kind of a little taste of the show.
It sounds super interesting. I can't wait to watch it. Your character, Gidget, you mentioned, is a dancer on the show and also the daughter of a dancer. So I think I read in your bio described as like a second generation dancer. Well, I was just wondering, what was the training like for this show? And did you do all your own dancing?
Yeah, it was hard. I had done pole fitness classes before, just for fun, just trying it out. And it is actually really hard, and it is really fun. But when I landed the show, I had to do a lot of my own dance moves, especially because I have lines while I'm dancing. And so I have a body double in a lot of the crazier like tricks that you'll see on the show. But I think people will be surprised at how much I actually am able to do. it was really hard. We'd have sometimes 4 or 5 hour rehearsals, dance rehearsals every day. We'd come home, you know, with bruises on our legs and calluses on our hands. It's just, I don't think people realize how hard pole dancing is. It's really hard.
You know, before COVID hit, there were some pole fitness classes being offered here in Juneau. And I didn't go to any myself, but they were so popular. People loved them. They raved about them. So I know,
it's
pretty
fun.
Hard, but it must be fun as well.
Yeah, it's so fun. And when you get a move, you're just like, oh my gosh. Like, it feels so good when you finally are able to like climb a pole, because these women on the show, you'll see, they make it look so easy. The body doubles, they look so easy. And then you go to actually do it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is not easy.
Are you and Gidget anything alike?
Good question. You know, she's very, very different from me. Yeah, I had to find like take some of my own experiences and kind of bring it to the table. I guess that's what you do as an actor. But what I feel like she wants to be competing in pole competition so badly. Like that is her dream. And I feel like I could relate to that. Immediately when I first auditioned, I said, I know what it's like to want something so badly, but to have all these things in the way, you know, and I could definitely relate to that. But I mean, there's tons of other things I could relate to, but I feel like that immediately kind of drew me into Gidget when I got the script.
The cast, based again on what I saw in the trailer, is mostly non-white, mostly female. Can you speak a little to how the show addresses race, gender, socioeconomic factors that kind of contribute to the lives and the lifestyles mm-hmm. of these club workers?
Yeah, this show is going to be extremely relevant to these times that we're living in. I think that this show shows these women's lives in such an authentic, real, like grounded way that people will be able to relate to. You know, there's one woman on the show that is in a abusive relationship. And so I feel like that's current. You know, Gidget struggles with, you know, taking care of her mother who's addicted to drugs. You know, I think that there's going to be a lot of things that are relevant to these times on the show that people will be able to relate to.
I watched another interview that you did. And one of the takeaways from that is that you're big on the law of attraction and manifesting what you want. Mm-hmm. Can you teach me how to do that?
I love that you watched that. That's so nice. I mean, I had never manifested before, really. I guess, you know what? I take that back. I've really been manifesting my whole life. I just didn't have a name for it. I feel like visualization is a huge part of manifestation. If you have a dream and you can see it and you fully believe it, you have to fully believe it, like no doubt at all. I'm telling you, like it will happen. I'm big into writing it down and being specific. And I have a whole board in my room that's just covered with, I am this, I am this, like it's already happened. And when I did that, I'm telling you, things started to change. Things started to change. And with this role, especially, I wrote down that I was a series regular and I had it right above my bed. And when it actually happened, it was just, it's crazy because I had seen that moment already. I had seen the moment of getting the phone call in my car and just crying. But I remember being like, how am I going to feel when that phone call happens? I could see it. I could feel it. But when it happened, and I remember looking on my board and seeing I am a series regular, and it was actually true. I'm telling you, that's like a moment I was like, this is real. This is so real, you know? So I think visualization, writing things down, being specific, and more than anything, just believing in it so fully, like it's already happened.
Even though you were so firm in your belief that this role was for you and that it was already yours before you got it. How did you react when you actually got the news?
My brother was visiting me, and I remember getting the phone call and being told I had to leave in a few hours onto a plane. And my brother was visiting. He's like, what am I going to do? But he was so happy for me. The feeling, I'm telling you, is just surreal. It's like I had been envisioning this moment my whole life, yet I still like, the feeling is like nothing. It's just like chills. I think it's a once in a lifetime feeling too, because it was my first time getting a phone call saying you're a series regular. We walked across the street to the grocery store and got a bottle of champagne, and I had trouble drinking it. I was like shaking, trying to pack. And I was like, I remember my agent called me. He's like, Skylar, are you almost ready? And I'm like, do you know how hard it is to pack when you're excited, when you're shaking? It's like impossible. And I got to Atlanta and I was like, why did I bring 5 pairs of yoga pants and no socks and like no jeans? I was just so excited. So yeah, it really was just such an amazing feeling.
That's really fun. And congratulations. Would you say that P-Valley is like your first big break?
Yeah, I did Ma. I was in the movie Ma with Octavia Spencer. last year. But I was filming this show, which is kind of funny, but I would say this is my biggest role. It's my first time being a series regular. So yeah.
I watched Ma the other night. For those who are curious about if they want to see you in this before P-Valley premieres, I got it at the Red Box in our Foodland in downtown Juneau. And you, Skylar Joy, you play a young Juliet Lewis. The movie was a fun one. I love a good psychological thriller, and it had a great cast. Juliet Lewis, Diana Silvers, who was in Booksmart, and then, of course, the Oscar-winning Octavia Spencer. Do you want to talk a little bit about that movie and your role in it?
Yeah, that was so fun to film. You know, we filmed it in Mississippi, which is so ironic because this show, P-Valley, takes place in Mississippi. So I was able to go and experience the Mississippi culture before I even knew I was going to book a series regular on that show. I remember this was actually right after my break-in happened in Atlanta. I got the call back for that movie. And my agents were like, we know what just happened to you. You don't have to drive 8 hours to the callback if you don't want to. But I barely had any money in my bank account. I was like, no, I have to. And I got in my car the next day and I drove 8 hours by myself. And I got a hotel with the little money I had. And I went to the callback the next morning. And it was in this beautiful building, I remember. And I walked in and met all the people involved in the show and auditioned, and it just felt right. And I remember them saying, I had no idea I was auditioning for the young Juliet Lewis at the time. And they're like, you're going out for young Juliet Lewis. And I remember being like, do I even look like her? I have like blonde hair. But apparently I did, because 2 days later I found out I got the role and they dyed my hair brown with blue in it. It was such a fun set. And Tate Taylor, who created the movie, he films all of his stuff in Mississippi, in his small town, Natchez, Mississippi. He likes to like give back to the community that way. So it was really, when we were on set, it was just like a big family.
Your hair, just a side note, your hair was awesome in Ma. The crimping, it was, oh, I loved it. It looked great.
Thank you. Yeah, my hair like died after that. It was like, what did you do? My hairdresser, when I came in, she's like, what did you do to your hair?
Oh, there's a lot of us ladies whose hair will never recover from the 80s. I wanted to ask, what advice do you have for other young actors who might be in small town Alaska looking to give it a go?
I would just say to dream as big as you can, because, I mean, just don't put limitations on your dreams. You know, something I noticed about growing up in Alaska, even before I moved to LA and I was in Atlanta, is everybody, you know, like speaks on their own fears and their own experiences. And your journey is your journey. And if you feel like you're supposed to be an actress or do something incredible, just do it and believe it fully. Because at the end of the day, you only need yourself to believe in that dream and maybe one other person that helps you, like give you your big break, you know? So that's kind of what I would say about that. I feel like it's kind of cliche, but at the same time, it's so true. And really what I learned is that my journey was my journey, and it didn't matter what anybody else thought. I was still going to just go with my gut and chase my dreams.
What's the best piece of advice you've gotten from someone in the industry?
That's a really good question. I think the best piece of advice I've gotten is to be myself, because there's a lot of people in this industry that are fine with just somebody telling them something like, you know, change, you know, you'd get more roles if you looked like this a little bit more, or if you change the color of your hair. And that's not true, because you are your unique self. And that at the end of the day is what's going to get you the job. That's what I've learned, is to just fully be yourself. And actually, when I first moved out to LA, I had a meeting with a talent agent. And I was so excited to meet with this woman. And I walked in. I was wearing the cutest like jean skirt and like booty, not to get into my outfit, but I was wearing a really cute outfit. And she was so nice to me when I was there. But when I left, she sent me an email and said something like, I would love to work with you, but you're going to have to lose 15 to 20 pounds by like the next 3 months. And I promise I'll sign you, just because all the other girls you're going up against are like skinny and athletic, and you're just, your body doesn't fit in, and you're going to, that's your competition. And I didn't email her back, but I've been thinking about emailing her and just telling her I booked a series regular role with my body, with my real body, eating pizza every day on set, being happy, being confident, being myself. It's not about like what all the other people are doing. It's, at the end of the day, it's who you are.
For a lady as young as you are, you have a lot of wisdom.
Thank you. I try.
Well, thank you, Skylar Joy, for speaking with me today. I know you have a lot of fans in town. A lot of people here watch Stars. And I hope that those who haven't seen you perform will tune into Stars to see, you know, the hometown girl on the silver screen.